USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 9-year-old Charlotte Sina went missing Saturday night at Morrow Lake State Park, north of Albany, New York, while on a camping trip with her family. Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed yesterday that Sina was kidnapped and that the accused abductor is in custody. She also said Sienna appeared to be in good physical condition as she was rescued last night. Hochul said the suspect left a note at Charlotte's parents' house demanding ransom. Fingerprint analysis led to the man's mother's home, where a SWAT team found Charlotte in a cabinet inside a camper. The suspect will be charged after officials go through all the evidence. Texas Democrat Congressman Harry Cuellar is said to be okay after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Authorities and Cuellar's office say it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say took Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one of the carjackers had a gun. Get ready for your cell phone to go off tomorrow about 2:20 p.m. Eastern. FEMA and the FCC will be conducting a nationwide test for its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. The test will include all radios and televisions. FEMA said in a statement that the test is to ensure systems continue to be effective and a means of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those at a national level. Mariah Carey is going out on tour this holiday season. The Huntington, New York native announced the Merry Christmas One and All Tour. Carey is scheduled to hold concerts in 13 cities. It starts on November 15th in Highland, California, with some big cities in the mix, including Los Angeles, Detroit, Boston, and New York City. Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is the top-selling holiday song by a female artist in history. Tickets for the Christmas tour will go on sale Friday. USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
October is a good time to look up to the sky as the month features two eclipses and two meteor showers. Venus will also make an appearance, shining brightly near the waning crescent moon in the early hours of October 10th and October 11th. On October 8th and 9th, stargazers will see the Draconid meteor shower. Saturday, October 14th, we'll see an eclipse from southern Oregon to southern Texas, starting around 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern. The rest of North America will see a partial eclipse. Dancing with the Stars judge, 78-year-old Len Goodman's official cause of death has been revealed after his passing back in April. Goodman died of prostate cancer, which spread to his bones, according to his death certificate. Former NFL tight end and Super Bowl champion, 70-year-old Russ Francis, has been identified as one of two people who died in a plane crash Sunday at the Lake Placid Airport in upstate New York. The Patriots Football Club confirmed his death. Francis recently purchased the Lake Placid Airways Scenic Tour business. He was in a Cessna 177 Cardinal when they experienced an emergency just after takeoff around 4:09 p.m. Eastern. It did not make it back to the runway. Construction spending is higher with single-family homes leading the way. New government figures show spending on residential construction rose 1% nationwide in August. Public construction, which includes spending on schools and highways, rose just over 0.5% in August. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.